Hello everyone, Marshfield Community Media is here at the Women Owned Business Expo. There are a lot of incredible businesses here today. All the tables are set up, and it's time to meet some amazing women. I'll be your host, Ivana Osborne, along with Kayla Reese. So let's get into it. Hi everyone, we've got Patty Ann here. She's from Patty Ann Photography, right?
Yeah.
Tell us how the expo's been so far.
So, hi everyone, Patty Ann Photography. Come on down to Route 3 Stages and see us. There's a lot of women-owned business. I'm in the back corner, perfect spot. I'm a portrait and event photographer. And
yeah.
Come see us. It's a fun day down here.
You're the famous Patty Ann.
The famous Patty Ann, yeah.
So we've been having everyone pick a question out of the jar. Patty Ann's question is, knowing what you know now, what advice would you give your younger self?
What advice would I give my younger self? Probably to invest a lot earlier in my business than I did.
That's a great answer. What do you think would happen if you were to invest sooner? Do you think it would be an easier journey or?
I might own a studio like Route 3 Stages.
Yeah.
This is like the dream place right here.
Isn't it? It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's so much space. You could do so much, but
yes. Yeah.
As media people, we get it.
We get it. Yeah. Yes. The infinity wall. It's just, I come in here and I just drool and dream.
Yeah.
So to my younger self, invest. Sooner maybe I'd have something like this.
Invest.
Yes.
That's really good advice too for people coming up that are, you know, just starting in their photography business.
Yes.
So
for sure.
Hopefully the word gets out that, you know,
thanks.
That's what they need to do. Do you have any other stations you'd like to get to or?
Well, I just went over to the South Shore Home Life and Style. They're kind of doing some fun pictures and putting you on a magazine, so that's kind of fun.
But awesome.
All the vendors here are actually great.
Like, yeah.
I've been kind of floating around to the different tables and talking to other women business owners, so it's just a great networking day, too.
Yeah.
To spend a lot of money, which we like to do, right?
Yeah, why not? Do a little shopping.
Yeah.
Get to know some folks.
Yeah, it's a great day. Good day to come down here.
Yeah. All right, well, it was so great to have you, Patty Ann. Thank you for joining the podcast.
Take care.
All right, everyone, we have another guest here. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Heather Key.
And what's your business?
My business is JLJ Spiritual Healing.
Awesome. What is that?
It is a healing and wellness center. It's located in Cohasset. And JLJ stands for my children, Jackson, Lillian, and Jasper.
That's awesome. I love that. So we are having everyone pick a question out of the bowl, so we'll have you pick your question.
Okay. The question is, you are undoubtedly busy. What are some ways to take care of yourself and maintain a good mental health? This is a good one.
That's perfect for you.
This is a great one. I maintain my mental health in nature. It grounds me, so how I stay grounded, how I just take walks. Sometimes I get lost in the woods for 3 hours, but to me, being out in nature is what grounds me and it keeps my mind mentally, you know, good.
That's awesome. So do you have any other plans for the day here at the expo? Are there any other businesses you'd like to
I think my plans for
with?
The day are to meet as many people as I can and try to find gifted people who have my gifts and kind of help mentor them a little bit. That's kind of my goal to be here today.
That's awesome. Great meeting you.
It was great meeting you too.
Thank you for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
And we will be back with our next guest. All right, everybody, we are back and we are with...
Hi, I'm Sarah Johnson and I own Sarah Johnson Home Staging and Interiors.
Awesome. And it's great to have you here at the expo.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
Yeah, you too. How has your day been so far?
We have had a busy day so far. Started with lugging all the furniture in.
Yeah. I'm sure that was an adventure.
Yes,
for sure.
It's what we do every day, so it's fine.
We had everyone pick a question out of the bowl. And your fun question of the day is, what is the biggest misconception people have about your field?
I think that in my field, on the design side in particular, people are led to believe that everything is just instantaneous with the snap of a finger because of all of the HGTV watchers out there. But in reality, good design takes some time. It's a thoughtful process. And I just hope for people to realize that with a little bit of patience, everything can be achieved just the way they're looking to have it in the end. And the bit of home staging side is just like HGTV. You'll see it in 2 hours. It'll be done.
I think that's a good motto for life, too, that things take time.
You're right. I think so. We have to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have any other businesses that you'd like to meet up with while you're here?
I'm here for everything. I haven't really had a good walk around yet, but all of the tables look amazing, and I brought my wallet.
Yes. We all are ready to shop, basically. So it was great to have you on the podcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. We will be back with our next guest. All right, everyone, we're back at the Women Owned Business Expo with our next guest, and we have...
Sarah Nobles. I'm the owner of Mona Mona Boutique in Marshall Center.
Awesome. And how has the expo been so far?
It's been great. It's a great group of women-owned businesses, and the traffic has been great, and really excited to be here today.
Do you have anything for sale today?
Or? We do. Yeah, we brought a selection of some of our new spring items. Kind of tried to will spring into being here, but yeah, we've got some great new fun items that we wanted to show off, so
that's great.
It's been really fun.
Yeah, and so we had everyone pick a fun question out of the bowl, and your question is, who would you cast to play you in a movie?
I have no idea. That's a good question. I don't want to think about it for too long. I want to say Anna Kendrick because she's my favorite.
I love her.
She's funny.
Yeah.
And, that's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah, I love that answer. She's so relatable. You know, she's like famous. You know? But yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who I would have play me in a movie, so I'm glad you got your person down.
That's what I'm going to stick with now. Yeah. If that question ever comes up again, yeah. I've got it.
I love that answer. And do you have anyone you'd like to shout out? Any other women that are here today? Maybe we can get them on the podcast next.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many great businesses here, and so many of these other vendors I have previous relationships with. And I've done other shows with, or they sell in my store. So there's some great people. Green Koala is amazing. She sells in my store. There's other stores in Marshfield that I love, like Sandpiper. That's a newly opened business in Marshfield that sells clothes and jewelry. That's a great store. You've got Coastal Treasures, which is another great store in Marshfield. Wicked Sea, she's got beautiful stuff, beautiful platters and sweatshirts. My goodness, I'm trying to like look around to see who else is here. Nautically Northern does Pyramid Jewelry. Like, there's just a lot. I know I'm forgetting so many people, but there's so many great businesses here. So yeah, there's some great, great talent here.
For sure.
Yeah.
A lot of great businesses, a lot of great women.
Yes.
And a lot of places that have taken a lot of my money.
Oh, yeah. I've already like done the rounds. I'm like, all right, let's see how I do. Maybe I'll break even by the end of the day.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll be okay with that.
All right. Well, it's really great having you on the podcast.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining. And we'll see you around.
Awesome. Great.
All right,
thank
everyone.
You.
We'll be back with our next guest. We are back with our next guest here at the Women Owned Business Expo, and we have
Rachel Rich from Kaizen.
And tell me a little bit about Kaizen.
So Kaizen is a martial arts academy located in Norwell on Route 53. We have a very strong Brazilian jiu-jitsu program along with Muay Thai, and then we also have a fitness studio that accommodates approximately 30 some classes a week, including yoga, bar, Zumba, body sculpt. Our kids program and our fundamentals program are our strongest programs.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
I feel like it's something that could benefit everyone, knowing how to defend yourself, how to be more confident.
Yeah,
so I think martial arts is a great thing to spread.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu is considered the martial arts best suited for self-defense because it puts you in like real life scenarios and teaches you how to use your mind to develop strategies and techniques to overcome any potential attacker situation.
That's awesome.
But it's also just great for like building discipline and consistency and learning a skill that can benefit you throughout your entire life.
Discipline is very important.
Yes.
And speaking of discipline, I see that you are very close to BFF Kitchen, where they are handing out hot wings. And I'm glad I'm a little bit farther away because I might eat up everything.
I've already taken my first round.
Yeah.
And some of their seasonings are so good. I might be going in for round two.
Yeah. It smells amazing. The moment I walked in the door, it smelled amazing.
Yes.
So my next question is, how has the expo been so far? I know it's still early, but there's a lot to see here. How has it been for you so far?
So far, it's been awesome. I love being surrounded by other women-owned businesses. There's a lot of variety, a lot of really great vendors here. So it does help being right next to food stand.
Yes.
But it's been pretty awesome so far.
All right. And we had everyone pick a question out of the bowl. And your fun question was,
if you were going to live on a desert island but only could take one thing with you, what would it be? So I'm going to simplify this by saying my family. I have 5 kids, so I can't pick and choose. They all got to come with, and the husband, I need him too.
Yeah.
So my family.
The essentials.
The essentials.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Yes. And we will be back with our next guest. All right, everyone. We are back with our next guest, and we have...
Tiffany. I own Buddy and Friends Animal Rescue based out of Pembroke.
Tell me more about Buddy and Friends.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit foster rescue, which means that we're strictly foster based on the South Shore. So we have literally foster homes all over the place. I think we have 38 dogs right now that are currently in foster care that are looking for homes.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it sounds like an awesome place. We need more foster.
Yes, we always need more fosters.
And how has your day been so far here at the Expo? It's still a little early, but there's a lot going on.
It's been good. It's been good. People have come by. They've asked a lot of questions, which is great. I mean, that's the whole reason why we wanted to come, you know, start networking.
Yeah.
Because we're neighbors to Marshfield, so that's great.
Yeah, so you've been getting to know a lot of people, and it's what's needed, so... We also have your fun question that you picked out of the bowl. And the question is, do you feel that you've had your I've made it moment yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. And what would be your I've made it moment since you haven't had it yet?
We just recently decided to open an animal shelter. So that's going to be a very long process. And once we've done that, then I'll feel like I've had my I made it moment. Having a shelter is going to essentially put us on another level to help many more dogs than what we do right now. So instead of being dependent on a foster when I need to take a dog at last minute, it's going to be, I have a place to put the dog. So it's not even going to be a question. I can make the decision on the spot whether or not to take the dog. And then the dog has somewhere to go until we can find a foster home for him to go to. One big question that a lot of people have asked me is if we're pulling away from the foster base with opening a shelter, and the answer is definitely not. So I want all of our dogs to remain in foster homes. The shelter will remain essentially as a go-between if we're in a last minute pickle and we don't have a place for a dog to go. We have the answer for that.
That's awesome. I really appreciate what you do for all the animals.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there anyone that you'd like to shout out? Any other women or any other businesses here today that you'd like to shout out? Maybe we can get them on the podcast next.
Not yet. I'm still making my rounds.
Yeah.
I actually drive up to Woburn every Saturday and pick up dogs from our quarantine facility. So I just got back maybe about 20 minutes ago from my ride this morning. So it's good.
You're working hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had time to stop and be on the podcast today.
No, of course. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll be back with our next guest.
My name is Katie Buhlman. I am part of BFF Kitchen. We do dry rubs and seasonings. That's how we started. And now we have added finishing salts, flavor-infused maple sugars, hot honeys, and vanillas.
Yum. I love hot honey so much. I'm going to have to stop over there. All right. So your question was, what do you want to achieve next?
So in the works, what we are working on is cooking classes coming this month.
Awesome.
We're starting out small. The first people at the Hanson ones at Cozy Cottage will kind of be our guinea pigs.
Oh, awesome.
But the achievement after that, so we're starting out small there. We're hoping to go to Stellwagen.
Yeah.
We love this place, and we're wondering if we could use this place
Great.
Where we are here
so cool.
and do some cooking classes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on that. Podcasts
mm-hmm.
we have in the work.
We know that, yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to be interviewing customers and friends and getting some emotional things coupled with food.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing that I really want to accomplish, cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on that.
That's
almost
so
have
exciting.
Our we almost have our trademark
awesome.
For our logo, and then we can get the cookbook out.
Very cool.
And then I'd love to go at least a little bit wholesale. get into some specialty stores. We do have our wholesale license, but we just need to, you know, there's a lot of I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed. Right. So
very cool. Yeah. That's a lot in the works. You guys are working away over there.
We're trying.
It smells good. I already tasted some of it. So
good.
It's very good.
Yes.
Any other businesses you want to give a shout out to here that you love or met today that you...
Oh my gosh. So unfortunately, I haven't gotten around much yet, but we love Scale and Spoon.
Oh yeah.
So
they did
good.
My kids' smash birthday cake, so I love them too.
I've heard about those.
Yes.
I haven't tasted them or seen them
so
yet.
So good.
But I love their cookies.
Yeah.
Aquina Designs. We love her. Nancy at Aquina. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. We love her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sure that there are more people here that I just haven't gotten around to see, but people that I know and more businesses that I would love.
Yeah.
And Kaizen. I'm so excited about Kaizen.
Yes.
They're right next to us today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that my husband and I are going to maybe go take some classes together.
Awesome. That's cool.
Jiu-jitsu classes together.
Yeah,
now that the kids are grown and out of the house.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. This was fun.
Great.
Thank you. Introduce yourself and tell us what brings you here today.
My name is Marianne Gibbons, and I am editorial director of Artie Pants Magazine. Artie Pants Magazine aims to highlight both emerging and established creatives in New England and also ignite dormant creativity in readership.
Very cool. So if you want to read off that question that you picked out of the bowl.
My question is, what do you want to achieve next? I am hoping to achieve success with issue 2 of Artie Pants Magazine. It releases June 15th. We are accepting pre-orders to ship direct to consumers as well as aligned wholesale and ad partnerships. I would also like to add value to the artistic community by creating enriching community events to bring artists together to network and help amplify each other's goals.
Sounds awesome. I love that. So you did a little lap around here. Is there any businesses that like caught your eye today?
I really like the Nantucket jewelry vendor made with such intention. And I snagged a bracelet for my mother-in-law for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's perfect. I was going to comment on your rings. I love those as well.
Thank you. But I love seeing people in their purpose and passion.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, we're here at the Women Owned Business Expo, back with our next guest and the first guy of the podcast.
My name is Rick Larson. I have a business here locally in Marshfield. I teach firearm safety training, and I teach personal safety training for people such as realtors and just citizens in general.
That's awesome. And what's that like, being the owner of that business?
It's kind of a startup in as much as I initially was just a hobby. I enjoyed sports. I enjoyed the sport of shooting guns. And then people would ask me for help, and it kind of morphed into me providing classes for people who might want to apply for a license in Massachusetts. And I thought about it. It's like a lot of people would come to me and they'd say, well, the reason I'm applying for a license, I want to be able to defend myself. So what I ended up doing in order to be at peace with myself is say, I want to be a voice for reason and help people to feel braver about being in this society. I think there was one poll, I think it was like the sixth safest city in the United States. Do you remember that metric?
Yes,
you heard about
I remember that?
That.
It was at least in the top 10.
Yeah, yeah. So I take great heart in that, and that's the case. So I try and be the voice of reason, but I also understand that people want to be able to have the ability to take care of themselves, to take care of the people whom they love, and they want to have the right to do that. And so I try and empower them in both respects, that they can be brave, they can be empowered, and if they want what you might term a force multiplier, then yes, let's learn how to use that wisely, and when would be appropriate to be able to defend yourself, and when would be appropriate to not be there, be somewhere else.
Yes, that's very important. And it's important for men and women.
Absolutely.
Even though we're at the Women Owned Business Expo, I think everyone should know about defending yourself and safety. So my next question is, what has been your favorite table here so far?
I was very surprised. There's such a diversity of topics that are going on here. I'd have to say the one that there was a group that was talking about what they termed alternative medicine. And I remember years back, I was doing Tai Chi, and my wife does yoga, and I learned a lot about traditional forms of healing. And so they used the term alternative medicine. I said, well, what have you thought of that as traditional medicine versus modern medicine, as opposed to alternative medicine versus, what would be the term, contemporary medicine or
yeah,
something like that. So at any rate, we struck up a conversation, and I was able to share a story about a very positive experience I had with traditional medicine. So I really bonded with them. Yeah. So that was nice.
That's awesome. We're making connections here.
Yeah, it was very good.
We're having everyone pick a question out of the bowl.
Oh, okay.
So your fun question, if you want to pick a
question. Okay. What are you looking forward to in the future, personally and professionally? So I just turned 65 years old.
You would never know, ladies and gentlemen.
And
you would never know.
One of the things that, you know, and that would be a point of a person's career, they would start to wind down and think about doing things that were more recreational. And I thought to myself, that's very cool, but, and I do have some aspirations to do that. What can I do to be really entertaining? What's on my bucket list? But I remembered a person that influenced me very directly. There was a woman named Sally Swift.
Wow, yes.
Sally Swift wrote a book about horseback riding called Centered Riding. She suffered from severe scoliosis, and as a result learned through the Alexander technique, I think she called it, as well as riding on horseback in order to improve her posture. And she was a riding instructor, and at about my age wrote her first book and became a force for good. And when she was 75, 80 years old or thereabouts, I had the privilege of attending a riding lesson that she was giving in I think it was in Brattleboro, Vermont, and got to meet her and spend some time with her. And she didn't start that career until that age. And it's like, what, wouldn't that be cool if I could come up, and it wouldn't have to be on that scale, but
yeah,
wouldn't it be cool if I could have that kind of positive influence for people somehow, even at this age, when
Absolutely.
Other people might be thinking about dialing it down. I'm thinking, why not just dial it up a little bit?
Why not?
See what I have to offer.
Yes, I love that. The possibilities are endless.
Yeah, they kind of are.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. We will be back with our next guest. All right, everyone. It's Ivana back here at the Women Owned Business Expo. And we have another guest with us. We have
Sarah Whitmore from Amplicity Communications.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Amplicity?
Sure. Amplicity Communications is a full service marketing agency. But what we're doing here today is we're actually launching a digital magazine. So
That's
it'll
awesome.
Be coming out in about a month or so. The whole goal is to support everything local. It's called Everything Local South Shore. And it covers 10 towns. And the goal is really to tell inspiring stories, great things the community is doing, great supportive businesses, and be a resource for the South Shore.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
A really good resource to support
yeah.
everyone. Has there been a table that you like most besides your own? But, you know, have you done a lap? And
I haven't had a chance to do a lap yet,
oh.
but I will say that I'm sitting next to someone that has an amazing ceramic and pottery line.
That's really cool.
And she does great work, and she does everything from like scratch.
Yeah.
Like her own, like, paints, like everything. So it's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
And she's been in business for 23 years.
Wow.
So I'm learning a lot about pottery.
Yeah, I guess so. Things you never knew you'd
learn. But I've also ran into people where, like I mentioned to you before we started, where you meet people that you know their face, you're not quite sure how, and then you make a connection, and that's what I like so much about events like this.
Yeah, that's the great thing about the Chamber, is that you meet so many people.
Absolutely.
It's almost a good problem to have, to know yep. that you know someone, you just have to reconnect again.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's such a supportive community, and that's one of the reasons, many reasons why I like the Marshfield Chamber.
And we have your fun question that you picked out of the bowl. Do you feel you have had your I've made it moment? And if so, can you describe that feeling, that the feeling that it gave you?
So I don't know if I've ever, like, I've made it moments, but they're almost like milestones that you put goals in place and you're like, all right, cool, I've made it to this one. What's the next one? So as a business owner, I never thought probably 20 years ago I would have my own business, but it was a goal. So through life stages, when I had my EIN number and I started my S Corp, yeah, so I was like, this is a I've made it moment, but what's next? And yeah. So it went from like building a team to now launching a magazine. So like, what's next? So I always like get to a goal and then see what the next is to do.
I love that. I love that. That's a good motto to have, a good outlook to have for life, is that you can make it in many different ways. It doesn't have to stop at one goal.
And it doesn't have to just be in business, right? Like, you raise a family, you're like, whew, I sent them off to college. Yes. I made that milestone. Yeah. So it really just meant, like, it helps me to always have something that I'm looking towards, whether it's training for a race or, like, a fitness goal or, you know, different places that you want to travel to. So you have different milestones that you want to reach.
That's awesome. You're definitely a woman of many talents. We've met before, and I'm very inspired by you.
Oh, thank you. You're really, really kind. Oh. Thanks so much.
It's great to have you on the podcast.
Thanks.
Is there anyone else you'd like to shout out that you know is here that maybe we can have them on the podcast next? Kind of like a pass it on.
Pass on. Have you talked to Bungalow Kitchen?
Not yet.
Okay. She's so talented at her craft.
We will definitely reach out to her.
So I think she's a good one to connect with for sure.
Yeah.
And if anyone wants to follow Everything Local South Shore, we're looking for people to follow us on Instagram. And also you can go to amplicitybuzz.com and sign up to be part of the newsletter.
Sounds great. Everyone, awesome. Go follow Amplicity online. It's great to have you. Thank you so much. All right. We'll be back with our next guest. Well, that does it for today here at the Women Owned Business Expo. On behalf of Marshfield Community Media, we'd like to thank all of the guests for joining us today. I've been your host, Ivana Osborne, along with Kayla Reese. I would like to thank the Marshfield Chamber of Commerce for having us, and thank you for listening.